Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I know that for us, every month is this.
Yes.
But we are celebrating National Month of Hope.
Yeah.
Celebrating. National Month of Hope. But, you know.
All right.
We don't like to confine that to a month.
We waited to the 12th to do that?
We don't like to confine that to a month, though.
It's all year round hope.
It is.
Right.
That's one of Craig's biggest responsibilities.
Hope.
Just try to clear us.
You go through whatever month it is, and I'm sure there's thousands of them, and then you have to prioritize.
There's only 12 months.
And if it's, there's thousands
Craig
of
is right.
designations every month. And you got to prioritize. Well, that deserves a mention on the first.
Sometimes he'll miss those.
Right.
No, he misses those.
Oh, no.
He'll do like National AIDS Awareness Month. He'll do it like the 28th. Oh, I forgot.
I won't even look at what month, at the months until maybe the middle of the month sometimes.
He doesn't prioritize at all.
Yeah, so there is.
Here, I was under the assumption that you agonized over what order, when it got a mention.
Yeah, I can see why you would think that.
Yeah.
But No, it's a little bit more haphazard.
I think you were giving him too much credit, Tyler. I'm pretty sure AIDS Awareness Month got mentioned on the last day of the month.
I think you're right. He forgot, though.
And we all kind of went,
I should have probably done this earlier.
Yeah, that was a little more important than on the 31st.
Yeah, it wasn't anything diabolical. He just forgot.
Right. A yearly tradition in a village in southern India. The custom takes place the day after the spring festival Ugadi, and a symbolic war about a mythological marriage dispute.
So it's based on a fake marriage dispute. Well,
mythology.
Yeah.
Cow dung cakes are thrown by each side towards the other while crowds line the streets and everybody watches.
Dr. Mina. We need some details on the cow dung parade.
Manure cakes hurled into the air at the other side.
So cow pies. You're throwing cow pies at each other.
Yeah. We assume she's well-versed in everything Indian culture.
How far could you throw those puss on the farm?
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Down to Puss's farm, say hello to his mom. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Take me down to Puss's farm.
No farm. All right. You'd be surprised. They fly.
They fly pretty good. Mm-hmm. Like frisbees.
Yeah, you got to let them dry out for a while.
Well, it's kind of a discus motion.
Yeah, I was
going to
say. Yeah,
you
can play disc golf with a cow pie, right?
Not a fresh one.
Yeah, it would break up too, right?
Yeah, you.
Well, not a fresh one.
You
gotta. I'm not picking up a fresh one.
Let it cure for a couple of weeks. The longer, the better.
I know. Petey's almost puking on that.
Falling through your fingers.
I know.
Trying to make a snowball out of it. It's just like.
Puss must have hated that. In the farm.
Yeah.
Oh, you thought way too much into this already.
Oh,
this one's
gonna, don't you hurl. You hurl. I'm gonna hurl.
Yeah, don't think about a big runny cow pie.
You are. You're a weak stomach.
That's the smell of money, man. Who got against money?
Not my money. Sorry.
That's okay, man. I just don't want you blowing oats there.
This brings health, prosperity, and rainfall as the villagers celebrate the union at the end of a battle.
Oh, I hope it doesn't rain during the cow pie festival, because that's going to get nasty and sloppy, like Petey's saying. Run through your fingers.
Keep going.
That crazy.
Yeah.
Now it's a challenge.
I know. Well, he's the one that brought up running through his finger. He said that.
He did.
Yeah.
That's because I could feel it in my stomach. I had to get it out.
I know. I know that.
Yeah, but you started it.
I know. Sorry.
There. A British man is in custody for masturbating in public near horses twice. Officials say that 61-year-old Matthew Downs, who has masturbated near mammals on several occasions.
Of course he has.
He wasn't touching the animals?
How near?
Just in their presence?
He was arrested for touching himself in a field.
Just making a horse look at him.
And then arrested for masturbating in the same field after being released on bail. He's got 12 similar busts for public masturbation on his record. He says he wants to see a doctor for
12.
Libido-suppressing drugs.
Can you beat that?
It's not just libido.
But 12 he is counts, beating it.
But he likes to do it.
Yeah. Public masturbation. Near mammals.
But only mammals, not like the women on the bus or something like that.
No, they're mammals.
Like normal guys.
But, yeah.
What are you talking about? Humans, right? It's just animals?
Does he not masturbate like in front of invertebrates?
Apparently not. Yeah. It's got to be a mammal.
And I like how 12 times arrested is the line.
Yeah.
Well, now I should probably see somebody about it.
All right, not a lizard. He doesn't masturbate in front of lizards.
No, that's not sexy.
They don't do anything for me.
Plus, that'd be weird.